It is now time for the Chatham County Roundup, presented as always by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere, and theirs is right here. I am joined on the phone this week for Chatham County Roundup by Commissioner Karen Howard, who joins us on the phone. Karen, thanks so much for calling in.
My pleasure.
There is a lot to catch up on, lots going on in Chatham County, which is always the case. But let's start with the most recent news from the state government, as Governor Roy Cooper just announced a few hours ago some easing of capacity restrictions in North Carolina. You know, as vaccine efforts progress, Karen, and as our COVID-19 trends seem to be decreasing or stabilizing at the moment, what are your thoughts hearing about this move to ease some of those capacity limits?
Well, I think that it comes as quite a relief for businesses, for our local restaurants and entertainment centers. And I also think at the same time that we have to be very mindful of the fact that we're still in a really critical period. We've been doing things well, I think, in North Carolina. And it's why we are able to gradually lift some of these restrictions. But as the restrictions are lifting, I think it's important to remind everyone that it becomes even more incumbent upon individuals to really manage individual behavior and keep that mask wearing. I think it's so important to remember our mental health, right, obviously, and the ability to get out and maybe commune with people from a small distance, from a 6-foot distance, is how we are going to get to our end goal of being able to hug and spend time in closer contact with our friends and loved ones and community. So I think it's a good thing. I think it's indicative of the fact that our leadership has been consistent in their approach, and that North Carolinians have, for the most part, adhered to the restrictions.
The mental health aspect of it is key, and one that I wasn't even thinking of initially when you hear the news. I think my mind, and many people's, I imagine, goes immediately to business, because you're looking at, okay, now these places can open up a little bit more, these places can open up a little bit more. But with the weather getting warmer and, you know, people, it being past a full year of being in a pandemic, those places opening up, of course, it helps business, but also, as you were kind of mentioning, gives people an opportunity to go back out and start doing, you know, quote unquote, normal life events and activities again, albeit still in a safe way with some public health restrictions in place.
Absolutely. And I think it's so important. You know, I've mentioned it a couple of times about mental health, but I hear over and over again how young people are struggling, how families are struggling, how people that live alone are struggling, and even introverts at this point are at a stage of wanting some sense of community. And I think it's critical that we remember that our mental health is health. We're not neglecting our well-being in terms of our bodies. So let's also pay that kind of attention to our mental well-being.
Taking a look at some of the reasoning behind the COVID-19 trends decreasing and stabilizing a little bit, we've gotten it seemingly fully past the winter months that caused some major spikes, but there's no doubt that the vaccine rollout has been a big part of those decreasing trends. The last time we checked in, it was, I believe, Group 4 had just had their schedule announced, and we were in the middle of Group 3, but now we are solidly into working on vaccinating another group of folks at the moment. How have things been going in Chatham County?
They've been going well. Our vaccination sites are very well attended, but we also see that a lot of people are going outside of the county because there's simply more vaccinations available at these larger facilities. And so I was able to get my vaccination, and people ask, you know, which one? I say the one I was able to get quickest, which was Johnson & Johnson. But that's kind of my advice. You know, what's the best vaccine for me? The one that you can get to. And so I encourage people, you know, sign up, get out there as quickly as you can when your group is up there. And I think it's going to make families feel better about kids going back to school. I think it's going to make teachers and staff feel more comfortable. It really, you know, vaccination, for me, it was a mental relief. I haven't changed my behavior. I'm still wearing a mask. I'm still maintaining distance. But there was this sense of, you know, I've done this critical part of helping get us to the next stage. And it felt great. I encourage everyone who's able to go and get the vaccination when their turn comes up.
We're speaking with Chatham County Commissioner Karen Howard. The local government website has changed a little bit, chathamcountync.gov, the new place to go, but lots of great details on local government there. And Karen, you mentioned that the vaccination efforts are going to help education go back into place. Chatham County Public Schools, one of the districts within our community that has been kind of at the forefront of pushing to make sure that kids have in-person learning options available to them. And the school board just met last night and revised their schedule to move into Plan A, which has now been required by the state government to be offered in some form or fashion. Lots of changes on the education front since you and I have last checked in. What are your thoughts in terms of local school districts making these changes?
So first, let me just start with saying this is a really difficult time to be on a school board. I've attended a couple of their meetings in person and some virtually, and it's such a trying time because COVID has become a highly emotional issue for families, for teachers, for staff, for kids, and the school board and superintendent are kind of caught in the middle there where they have to take into account so many populations. And balance that with the need to get our kids back into the school buildings. That being said, they have begun this systematic rollout of that expansion, getting more and more kids into the classroom for more days. And so we've just added fourth and fifth grades. And my understanding is that the board will be meeting next week to talk about expanding that to higher grades, 6 to 12, and to children in EC population and with 504 behavior plans. It's a difficult decision. There really is no one set of facts that will determine which direction the school board should definitively go. And I've been very impressed with their willingness to take into account multiple perspectives, different sources of information and advice and direction, and try to come up with a decision that works the best for students, families, and the entire school community. It's difficult, but I really am impressed with the way our school board has gone about working through these issues.
Similarly to just general vaccine efforts improving mental health, I mean, the changes in education certainly will in time help the mental health of kids that have really suffered over the last year or so, just having their routines interrupted, you know, whatever side you stand on, whether you want them to be in person or feel more comfortable with them being in remote. There's no doubt that these changes will, and them ultimately going back to the classroom in some form or fashion, will lead to that. It's looking more and more likely that things could kind of return to quote unquote normal in the fall with in-person instruction. But at the same time, it does feel like education is one of those things where we are seeing kind of this early movement for things to go back to normal. And understandably, there are some people that still have a lot of apprehension around it.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, so the things that we have been told are the best practices for protecting against COVID are become very difficult in the school setting. So you can't, you know, limit the number of children to half of the population and expect to fit everyone in the classroom with 6 feet of space. And it becomes even more problematic when we look at our smaller schools or our larger population schools with smaller classroom sizes. And certainly in high school, where you can have a large number of kids taking some of those high school requirements courses. So it is not as straightforward as saying, you know, a restaurant or say a business limiting their capacity. And you do absolutely have to take into account the risk to teachers and staff. And there are some that felt very comfortable returning to the classroom. And that there are others who, for many different reasons, feel very uncomfortable with it. And you have to have a school. There are two things that you need to have school, teachers and students. And if you neglect the opinions and perspectives of either population, you end up in a very difficult spot. So I think, you know, getting back is the goal. As a parent who has been a huge supporter of public education, I am even more aware of the benefit of a good public education and having my kids in that classroom with those teachers, making contact daily. And I think we will, you know, for many of us, it's kind of a reminder that education is something more than just showing up in a school building. There's something that teachers and the professionals in that space are able to offer that we can't always necessarily do, particularly for kids in special needs population. So that's the goal, and they're doing well.
Yeah, yeah. We're speaking with Chatham County Commissioner Karen Howard. And Karen, we've got to begin to wrap up, but is there anything in the Chatham County community or going on with the Chatham County government you want to let folks know about?
Yes, so just a reminder about our 250th anniversary. There will be a founding day on April the 10th, I believe, and it's a drive-through sort of set of exhibitions and opportunity to learn a lot about Chatham County and Pittsburgh. And for the entire rest of the year, if you go to our Chatham County website, you can also find information about how to contribute to our time capsule that will be opened in 50 years. And there's a women's forum coming up next Saturday, on the Saturday, March 27th, featuring five women, I believe it's five. I am one of them, and County Commissioner Diana Hales, Alana DuBester, and a couple of others talking about women's issues in Chatham County. I hope you'll join us.
It sounds like a great event, and that time capsule sounds like it's going to be fun. Have always interested me. I think it's so fun to try and find things that encapsulate that period in time so perfectly, and then the ability to look back down the road is incredible. But as you mentioned, ChathamCountyNC.gov, the website to go to for information on all of those events and a whole lot more. And County Commissioner Karen Howard, thanks so much, and we'll speak with you again soon.
Thanks for having me again. Take care.